Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up. Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. Here is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor, Bill Vickery, presented by Chevy Retail Group. Just like Bill, he eats up the airwaves. The Chevy Colorado eats up the terrain with five available gears. And the Silverado has the muscle to tow. Chevrolet, let's drive.
Welcome in, Bill.
Thank you. Many thanks to the Chevy dealers. They're fine folks. I noticed Craig laughed extraordinarily
I'm loving the muscle comment.
Yeah. Yes.
I've never thought of Bill Vickery and muscle.
They don't go together, do they, Craig?
Love it.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, gentlemen. What an honor to be here.
Good morning. Before we get too far into the into the segment with Bill, Trey Reed gave me some info on what classifies chronic wasting disease as tier 2, tier 1. It's tier 2 if it's less than 5% of the deer population, apparently. And if I'm wrong, Trey, message me and correct me, because I tried to remember.
By the way, how lucky are we to have a guy like him? We don't understand how good he is
relative to
the rest of the state. So.
And there's no telling how much he would accomplish even more beyond the great accomplishments he's already achieved if he would quit spending all of his time at Star of India at the lunch buffet. I've run into him at the lunch buffet all the time. We're both huge Indian food
me
fans.
Me too.
Yeah. You like curry?
There's a lot of
I
jokes.
Like anything that the Indians put out, I eat.
Yes. Okay.
I'm crazy about Indian food.
Naan is very good.
I like some naan.
I've even gotten
it into the ghee, you know, the clarified butter, which it's kind of like chronic wasting disease. It can lay you waste if you're not careful. But
Justin, help me out here, buddy. We got to get out of this Indian food.
Sorry
talk.
About bringing it up. I just can't. I can't think of Trey without making an Indian
food. I've never
food.
Eaten it.
Well, yeah. David is over.
Well, we got to take you out there.
David is over in London, and Indian food is probably the best cuisine you can get.
Yeah, because English food stinks, and there's a ton of Indians over
you're
there.
Eating
so,
peas and mashed potatoes and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, how much fish and chips can you eat? I'm crazy about it too, but about 5 days in a row, it's like, give me some Indian food.
Runs out.
Yeah.
Bill proposed to me yesterday that we talk about something you want to throw
out
there.
And I think everybody here, Justin, I know, can weigh in on this. Yesterday, the House of Representatives pulled down the SCORE Act. It wasn't going to pass, and a couple of groups had come out against it. And so that is quietly maybe the biggest development impacting Arkansas football. Now, I've heard from some friends in D.C. that the Senate's going to rework the bill and it's going to come back. But the big issue there, or a big issue amongst that, was that would have granted the NCAA some limited antitrust exemption status, which means that they could implement a sort of de facto salary cap on NIL money to a specific program, as well as some rules in place on the number of times that a kid could transfer from here to here to here.
Socialism is coming to college football.
While I'm a big free market person.
Exactly. They're going to put caps. They're going to put rules. As the more we develop and the more we evolve, you're going to see this straitjacketed into a socialistic system.
I do think it is untenable to continue down the path that we have been on. Ohio State's going to spend $40 million on their football roster
to beat Indiana.
And Michigan is right there with them. As an arms race, we've seen it play out. And I think, you know, the NFL under Paul Tagliabue very smartly years ago understood, if you want to have popularity nationwide, if you want the sport to thrive, if
parody.
You want it to be something, you've got to have some competitive balance.
Right.
And so, you know, Jerry would spend $1 billion if he could to try to win. And so you couldn't have the big market teams just beat down the small market teams, or you wouldn't have Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City in the great run that the Chiefs have had.
And to so, get just little off topic. How come the NFL Players Union didn't stand up to that like the MLB Players Union did?
Because they got a ton of other
incentives.
Yes. And when they go to 18 games, there's going to be fewer contact practices. There's going to be, they trade out everything. And so I think a willing, and the escalator on the cap, plus they have revenue sharing relative to that.
And who would have ever thought that you'd go, we got to do X, Y, Z to keep up with Indiana football?
It's a crazy, crazy time we live in.
But, look at what Kurt Cignetti did at Indiana. They don't have the biggest NIL collective program up there. They're sort of middle of the pack. He just had a philosophy in how they were going to deal with it. But this is a big issue, and it's quietly happening behind the scenes. I think this is going to come back. You're going to see a lot of activity on the so-called SCORE Act. Now, when I saw the commercials early on during football season, I was a little confused. I do think there are components of the language that guarantee the, quote, Olympic sports.
Right.
And so, what does that mean relative to tennis? What does that mean relative to golf? I mean, we've seen spectacular success from the men's and women's golf programs. But if Congress doesn't put some guardrails on the system,
right,
that it truly will be. We'll be spending Arkansas will be behind spending $20 million a year, and we can't raise that money right now, so we only fall further behind.
Well, it's all about the money now. It's all about the money. It used to be about the loyalty and the recruiting, and, of course, there was money, but you didn't talk openly about it. But it's now out there, and it's all about the money.
And all the charm of college athletics is gone.
And I don't want to. I'm not trying to drag us all onto the front porch so we can scream at the kid whose frisbee fell in the yard. But I do think.
Wait a minute! Isn't that what this show is?
You're right. Actually, yeah, you are correct. It is a get off my lawn situation. But the issue itself, I think for a school like Arkansas. Or others. I think you could put Oklahoma State in the same category. We've seen Clemson in the same category. The Iowa States of the world. There has to be some level of administrative organization that can take effect to at least create some level of balance. And that's what the act would do ultimately. Now, look, is it perfect? No. We'll see what the Senate does in D.C. I mean, it's a kooky time. And we're not going to go down the political well, but if you're Michigan, if you're Ohio State, Texas, Florida, Alabama, these schools with massive enrollments, it's an inherent advantage, and it's one that we have failed, unfortunately. But also, it's one that if you've got a kid who's transferred 6 times in 6 years,
Nomad,
that's unfortunate. One. You know, nobody's ever been declared academically ineligible.
That's bad for the kid, too.
Yes, exactly, Justin.
It is.
Because they're chasing a dream and trying to make some money, and it's going to end. And then when they're 29, they're not going to have anything to show for it.
Including they're not going to have a degree.
Correct. So they've spent all that time effectively playing in the 13th, 14th, and 15th grade as opposed to maybe trying to establish something for later in life. There you go. See, Craig looks off into space like that, and he's kind of like
contemplating.
He's contemplating.
Exactly. Yes. I want to create a whole new universe. I wish they just come to me and go, what are your thoughts, Craig? Well, here we go. We're gonna make all the college teams farm teams of the NFL.
Well, Justin, you need to know this. AOC has already said,
yes,
we're coming for you Southerners, man. We're going to take it to you. And I thought, oh, that's just what we need, AOC to interject her brilliant self into this. This is going to be fascinating.
I would bet a lot of money that her IQ is about 60.
See, if I say these things, I get in a lot of trouble but that way.
I don't care.
Well, I basically detest all politicians, so I can pretty much say what I want.
Whoa.
So I do.
Wow, well, that's a blanket detestment.
I'm with you, Pixkin.
You blanketly detest.
Hey, Jesus didn't like the politicians either. You know, so he didn't like Pilate. He didn't like Herod. He didn't like any of them. So I figure if I'm with Jesus, I'm in pretty good company.
Mm-hmm.
Due to Rome.
Well,
exactly.
Okay, on that note, yeah. That's an easy shift.
It is,
but this is quietly an issue mm-hmm. that no one's really talking about, but it will have a thunderous impact on the NCAA and athletics in general.
And the reverberations. So, yeah. It'll have an impact on the buzz.
Yes. It honestly will, because yeah, you
look
talk
at
about
the conversation
all these,
we've had.
Yeah. It will be interesting to see how the universities deal with it. Clearly there is no NCAA anymore. There's the Southeastern Conference and there's the Big Ten. And they really run the show more than anything else now.
Do you think this is going to get passed at some point?
At some point, some version of this will pass.
So,
what, nationally or locally?
Talked about the needs for it, the positives for it. What are some of the negatives that are attached to it?
Well, the pushback is, well, you're not allowing the free market to take hold, and the kids should mm-hmm. be able to earn whatever their willingness is to earn. And Michigan's quarterback makes $8, $9 million a year. And that's the free market, and that's what it says. The unfortunate part of that, and the reason I go back to the NBA and the NFL specifically, is that they understood during the Tagliabue era that you needed some level of competitive balance to maintain the integrity of the game itself. And so, because you just couldn't have the same five teams win the Super Bowl every year, you wouldn't have Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. You could make an argument you wouldn't have Seattle and the run that they had this year. So it's going to go over to the Senate. At some point in time, they'll rework the language. It'll come back out. And I think this next time around, it will be a much higher profile issue. But it will have a spectacular impact on the SEC and specifically schools like
Arkansas. It'll be socialist. You watch. Mm-hmm. It'll be socialist. and I tag that with, and get your grimace, but that's exactly what they're going to have to come to. It's going to have to be even. The playing field's going to have to be even. And it's going to be a socialistic system where you get so much, you get so much, you do not exceed this, and it comes from this.
And does anybody believe once that happens that the Alabamas and the Ohio States of the world are not going to still circumvent the system paying these guys under the table?
Exactly.
Of course.
Any system you come out with, they're going to find a way to beat it.
Precisely.
Of course, yeah.
But at least at that point, you know,
better than what it is now.
We can say we've tried.
Yeah. We could all see what kind of car Eric Dickerson is driving at that point. But
I'm going to be a fan of the Hendrix Warriors.
Well, look at
because
you.
Because it's all great point. All great point.
There is still a
college
pure
graduates.
Level of football somewhere. Yeah.
When I go see
nobody
my alma mater play, it's a lot of doctors versus lawyers on the offensive line and defensive line. So you're right, Craig.
A 6.2 40-yard dash.
That's what I was going to say. There's no five stars, academically maybe, but my Warriors, they put the product on the field.
That's
and then
it.
Later in life, they revive you when you're in the stands and they become a doctor. So.
Yeah, I can see the angle for detractors of this, especially if you are a player.
Yeah.
If you're a player, why would you ever want this? Why would you ever want to limit your earnings potentially?
Although you do look at what has happened in the National Football League, and I think a lot of those guys would tell you, not so bad.
What about families of athletes in high school, and the athletes are succeeding extraordinarily well?
Yeah.
Do families start counting? Looking at that going, oh, man, this time next year, my stud kid's going to be making – do you start budgeting differently?
Well, I mean, we see families move from district to district. It's like, I want my kid to play over here because it's better for them, better chance for them to go to college or whatever. I mean, we see that all the time.
And you know, you you hear these coaches talk a lot, and it'll be interesting to see at the SEC meetings now down in Florida and – and then, of course, in the summer, the press SEC media days for football, this will be talked about. This will be an issue that will be talked about.
So. And what about coaches' salaries?
Yeah.
Are we going to start seeing them trimmed because now the money's going in a different direction?
I do think there will become, if you put something like the SCORE Act in place, there will become an imbalance that we see in the National Football League. The players, the Jimmys and the Joes, suddenly are worth more to a program than the guys with the X's.
They're their own general managers, just like Magic Johnson. Well, he's his own general manager.
Well, I think in professional sports, particularly the NFL and the NBA, the players are more important than the coach in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Joe Burrow is more important than Zach Taylor. It's like if Joe Burrow came to you and was like, you know, you can fire him or I'm gone, they're firing the head coach.
You're keeping Joe Burrow, sure. Huh.
So, would it ever boil down to a quarterback wanting to transfer?
I don't know if Zach Taylor's
unless
still there.
The coach is fired.
Forget
and
wow.
Would you
Magic
ever see,
Johnson
at the collegiate
got
level.
Paul Westhead fired 45 years ago.
Larry Bird got Bill Fitch fired.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, there's,
but yeah,
there's
can
a
you imagine?
Oh, I hadn't even thought about yet.
Think about that. If you say, look, this guy, this pro, this, the coordinator's not working out for me. and so the head coach says, yeah, we're changing OCs.
Well, now, the way it is now, they head to the portal.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Rather than, but there's that scenario you're bringing up.
Exactly.
It could happen.
Yeah.
Well, I think in that case, you'd have to have a contract for a player, but with the SCORE Act, contracts would be gone, right?
Yeah.
There's no contract.
Well, you would still have NIL money, clearly. You would still have money that would flow to players based on their worth and their value to the team. I do think a big component in this on the transfer side, and Justin brought it up, you know, again, we see these kids, they transfer five times or, you know, they play until they're 30 or they, and listen, if I could have stayed in college, I'd still love to be in college right now. It's the greatest time of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But they end up with no degree. They usually end up with very little money at that point. And then there's, you know, you're on the scrap heap. And that's unfortunate considering the opportunities that were given them in that particular case. So if you put something in place that says, okay, look, you got to make a legitimate decision here and you're going to have to stick around. This is your third transfer. You can't go anymore. That level of discipline, I mean, adults have to be adults now and manage kids. And I think that's what needs to happen. Real quick.
I'd make it one transfer. You only get one transfer and that's it, kid.
Yeah, or if you do transfer again, you got to sit out a year.
Yeah.
You get one free transfer, and if you transfer again, unless your coach leaves or something like that, then you have to
extenuating circumstances.
Yeah. I would agree.
Well, this is going to – I promise you, we will be talking about this in the fall and in December simply because it's coming, and it's going to reshape the collegiate athletic landscape.